I just want to know what it means, Samantha. That's how I learn things. You can't tell me that I don't get to learn how I learn.
Don't touch it.
I won't touch it, but I just want to know what it does. What does it do?
No, you don't need to know because it doesn't affect anything that you're doing.
When you talk to me like this, makes me want to touch it.
I don't care.
Makes me have the urge to touch it.
If I could reach through this screen and strangle you, I would.
I just want to know what it'll do.
You don't get to know what it does. Because
well, it's not.
Honestly,
it's like a is it magic?
No, it's not magic because I don't know what it does. So if I can't explain it to you, you don't get to touch it.
And you're good with just leaving. You personally are just good with leaving it alone.
I was shown everything I needed to know and nothing more.
Well,
That's how I'm playing that game.
I don't live my life on a need to know basis. I just want to know what it does. That's how I learn.
That unfortunately is just your
Samantha.
Lot in life, hey?
Right? Okay. Well, guess what? You better hope I just don't get the urge to touch it. Because if I touch it, I touch it.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, I got the boxing gloves on and I'm ready for you. Ding,
yeah,
ding,
yeah,
ding.
What
ring
ifs.
The bell. Listen.
Oh, my God. Are you going to talk over me all day?
All day.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
All day. I'm not trying to, but I feel like you talk all over me.
I don't.
Yes, because you got you're being bossy bunhead right now.
It's bossy clip head. Thank you.
Oh, well, I can't tell. I can only just see the top of the mess.
I was trying to help you.
No, helping me is giving me an answer to my question. Not
and
saying
you know what?
You don't get to ask a question.
No. Shush. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You just need to touch
and then
everything.
A shush.
You
I'm
need
toucher.
To touch everything.
I'm a
and you didn't need to touch that because
I didn't
need to know about the connect button on the new recording system that we're using. You don't need to know about it.
That's how I learn. I learn from asking questions. Okay. You know what, Samantha? I can't even. This
really?
Is just gonna go.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Five rounds, sister, and I'm taking
it. Right?
You.
Okay. Cause guess what? Remember, we're supposed to be friends. Right? Remember? People listening to this podcast think we're friends.
Really?
Yeah. I think they do.
Let's tell them the truth.
I'm fine. We're friends. We're friends.
We are friends, but we bicker about a lot of shit.
Right? We differ in opinions. And a lot of times it just happens before we start recording.
Yes, and then it rolls into it.
Just rolls in. Welcome to my life, friends of the podcast.
Oh, stop it. Oh, don't bring out the fiddle. Let's all play a little sorrow tune for Lisa.
Right?
Give me a break.
Right? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, poor Lisa. Let's all cry for her.
Oh, my goodness. Only person in the world that gets in trouble for wanting to learn. Go figure.
No, you have the
good
bad
thing you're
habit.
Not a teacher. Good thing you're not a school teacher.
Hit a button. What does this do? Hit a button. What does this do? Hit a button.
Just ask him what it does.
Oh, God.
There's a button that has no explanation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what? It's going to be the mystery of your life. Deal with it.
Right. Just saying. Not really. It's a good thing you're not a teacher.
I know. And you know what? Thank
you
God.
You would suck. You would suck.
Yes,
you'd
I
be
would
be a shitty teacher.
I have, Lisa, you're not telling me anything that I do not know about myself.
I know. But
you are
I'm
not
just,
telling me anything new.
I'm just telling you.
I chose not to be a teacher.
You.
I chose not to be a mother. I choose to live
you know what
on
I
my
choose?
Own.
I choose to just be happy. I just choose to be happy and friendly. That's all I choose. Right? Treat my fellow friends nicely. That's me. That's good old Lisa.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry.
Right?
Lisa, the saint. Oh,
right?
Look
yes.
at Lisa.
Do you see
She's
the glow?
So angelic.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Samantha.
You work at a hospital.
Samantha, how's your week been? Let's just stop fighting now, okay? Can we just stop fighting? We have a podcast to do. People join us for entertainment.
They are entertained because they like it when I tell you off.
Just thinking
I'm
back
not
to all
telling
the
her off.
She's
not
telling me off,
I'm
right?
Not.
We just learn differently.
Oh, yes, that's it. That's Lisa,
Smith, how's your week been?
My week's been fine. I'm having coat problems.
Oh, I'm having coat problems too.
Yes, but mine's worse.
And now you got to one up me.
Of course.
Okay. So I'll be the bigger person. Tell me, Samantha, tell me about your coat problems.
Lisa, my coat problems started when I decided to wear one of my thicker cardigans with my puffy jacket. And when I put on said puffy jacket, which I still fit into, by the way, I no longer felt quite enveloped by the puffiness. I felt I was being strangled by the puffiness. and all I thought was, God, I hope I don't need to move my arm quickly, because that's not going to happen.
Right. Because see, this is the new problem. This is the new issue with coats. Although it's funny, because last week you didn't seem to have puffy problems.
No, we've developed puffy problems when puffy I put on said just over thicky, the thicker cardigan.
Right, because now it's too thick. It's thicky.
It's too thicky.
It's thicky. It's very thicky. Because thicky. I too, today, right? It's funny that we share this on the same day. I too wore a heavier cardigan today. And I also have a puffy coat. This is my issue. Uh-huh. I put on my puffy coat, both one arm at a time, just like everybody else. And for some reason, dear Lord, shed some light. Why do the sleeves on my cardigan get pushed up to my armpits in said puffy coat? Why is that sleeve doing that? And then my puffy coat sleeve is so tiny, I can't get my hand in there to pull my sweater back down. So my sweater is stuck up in my armpits. By the time I get to work, I think that probably all circulation has been cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm being, like you, I feel I'm being strangled. Parts of my body are being cut off. And what happens if I'm in the car for longer than a 9-minute drive?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right. Tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment the other side of the city. What if I wear a heavy sweater? I will get there in distress. I'll have distress. I feel that this is, you know what I feel it is, Samantha? I feel that this is like a childhood thing. Like, I remember the same thing happening when I can hear my mom, don't forget to wear your ski pants. And you put your ski pants on and all of a sudden your pants become shorts and they're pushed up high. Why does our outdoor clothing do this to us?
That is a flashback to the ill-fitting ski pant.
Right, and everything got pushed up. It's like you put your foot and your sock in your winter boot, and you take off your winter boot, and out comes your foot, and the sock is still in the boot. Right? How come nobody has fixed these things in 53 years?
I don't know. You know, you would think with all the technology and advances in technology,
right,
that, like, we would have figured this out.
Like, what the hell? What is going on? Like, it drives me crazy every single day this happens.
Well, I feel like it's a coat conundrum.
Total coat conundrum. And you know what? I don't want to stand for it anymore.
No, because all you want in a coat is to not feel worse putting on the coat.
Right. Because, you know, nobody likes a coat. We already hate coats.
We hate mitts. We hate toques. We don't love a scarf. We're only a little bit not excited about wearing a boot, you know, depending on what the boot is. Right. It does. And then now, like, because it was fine when the coat was just a thin layer underneath the coat.
When it was a thin layer, or it was like said fall coat. Right. Different.
But now that you're dressing really multi-layered-ish.
Yeah, and now that they're puffing it up, right? You're puffing it up, right? We're puffing it up, and now
I wanted to like my coat for another year. I really did.
Like, remember the years of the pea coat?
I do remember, but you know what? I froze in my pea coat.
Yeah, but you know what? You looked good. We didn't worry that we looked too puffy. We didn't have our sweaters in weird places. So, yes, no, we were cold, but we looked good.
No, the peacoat had its issues, too.
No, I don't think it had its. I think its issues still. I think that its issues were workable.
Really? You think they were workable?
I feel that I like a pea coat better than I like a puffy coat.
Oh, you know, maybe that's what we have to search for this winter is the good old pea coat.
Right? The double breasted pea coat. Let's bring it back, right?
But maybe you know what? It's just, does anybody really look good in a pea coat?
Or I don't know. Yeah, people do. Like Kate Middleton, she's looking good in a pea coat.
Yeah, but no. Okay, sorry. I was thinking of the puffer jacket.
HHG looks good in a puffer jacket.
Does she?
Yeah, she looks good. She looks cute.
Cute?
She looks cute as a button in it. Right?
Is it only for skinny people?
I wonder if it's that, right? I think if you carry any additional puff.
No, you know what? I'm going to take that back because as a plus size woman, fuck you. I want my puffy coat.
You want your puffy coat.
I remember that because you hated the coat too. The coat that I got from Pennington's that was like down to my ankles.
Hated that coat that you had.
That black coat.
I'm like, why are you in an old lady sleeping bag coat?
Oh my God. It kept me so warm though.
It was ugly, ugly, ugly.
Was so warm in that coat.
Sometimes, like, wow, when did you become this lady?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like you have to endure the ugly in order to stay warm in the winter. And we have winter for 6 months.
We do. But guess what? I'm perfectly, perfectly, perfectly fine freezing a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I really am perfectly fine. Like, I'm not wearing big ugly winter boots, so my feet are warm. I'm fine in my shoes. All those years I used to take the bus and would walk like 4 blocks to work, didn't mind it could be minus 50, still not wearing those winter boots. Ever.
Really?
Ever. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Right? Not putting on a toque so I look ridiculous. Never, ever, ever am I doing it.
Oh my God. Are we this vain? I think we might be.
I'm this vain. I'm so vain.
Vain.
You probably think this outfit's about you. Right? I just made that up on the fly.
That's pretty good, Lisa.
I know, right? I'm pretty good sometimes that way. God. I think I'm that vain when it comes to a coat. Right? I don't know. I feel like a million bucks in my fall puffy coat because it's not as puffy. It's not as concentrated puffiness.
Uh-huh.
Friends of the podcast, weigh in for once on this topic, would you? You're all in puffy coats. Are you all good with this? Or is it just me and Sam having this break, this coat conundrum?
And is there, okay, you know how sometimes all of a sudden a piece of clothing has been made and everybody who tries it on feels like a million bucks in it? Like those pair of jeans that everyone who puts their ass in it has like the perfect butt.
Right.
It makes everybody look good.
Everybody's got J-Lo's ass in those jeans.
Does that coat exist?
I don't.
Can we stop the coat conundrum and somebody concentrate on making a coat that
every size looks good that's in. Good. Everybody looks good in every size, right?
Please.
Please. Is it too much to ask?
I had so much angst about putting on my puffy coat. And then I tried it on and then it was okay and then it was not okay. And now I'm like, oh God, you know what? I don't care. I look like the fucking Michelin man. I don't care. I'm warm. I'm happy. I have my scarf and my mitts and I'm good.
I don't hate my this year's puffy coat. So it's the same as my last year's puffy coat. I don't hate it. It's fine. I wish it had a double zipper, but it doesn't. But that's fine. I don't hate it. I don't feel too puffy in it. I just hate what it does to my clothing. Right? I hate it. Hate what it does. I get to work and I'm mad. I start off mad.
It's because your arms are numb.
My arms are numb and then I got to try and rework my sweater. Right? Because I take it off and I got bare arms, right? Because I don't know about you, but underneath my sweater, I'm just in a tank top. So it's not even like I can like take that off and like try and fix what I'm wearing because who wants to see that? Nobody.
Nobody.
I don't know. The weather's been crazy. So I have a new profession that I think I can succeed in. And don't just say that I probably can't do it because I watched and I learned. Like all things, that's how I learn, by watching and asking questions. So the heat in my office wasn't working, right?
Uh-huh.
So I put in a request. The nice electrician came. I watched what he did. I asked a few questions because you know me, right? I'm intuitive that way. I can be an electrician. I can fix heaters. There's not a heater I feel I can't fix. I feel I can fix them all. I feel I can do this job.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. I saw he put a little, he opened up the red, the, he opened up the grill thing, put a little thing, stuck a little thing in the thing, put another little thing in the thing, went to the thing in the wall, took that face off, put a thing in that. Yep. Yep. All just hit a couple buttons. Yep. You got heat now. Hi, I can do that.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. The biggest challenge is getting that thing, that cover off the heater.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a screwdriver because I saw him do that too. I'm like, oh, okay.
So next time when it breaks, you'll be able to fix it.
I feel I can fix it myself. He just did this and did a little bit of this. And then, voila, I had
heat. Oh, my God. Yeah. A little bit of this and a thingy.
And then he had a thingy, right? He had like a thingy that told him it was getting hot. And then he'd put his hand on it. And, oh, yeah, I can feel it. Okay. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it, too. I can do that. And I'm like, why did I never become an electrician?
Really?
Yeah. A heater electrician. I'm not saying I can do all electricity, but I think I can do heaters.
I feel like you are somehow insulting the electricians of the world.
Well, I'm not. I'm saying he was a good teacher, right? He was a really, really good teacher. And I was just soaking it all in. I'm like, okay, that thingy goes there, that thing, another thingy, and then that thingy, and then all the thingies, and then, yep, there you go.
Oh, my God. I just honestly like that. Thought that you were going to tell me you watched a YouTube video and fixed your own heat.
Better. But now I think I could probably do the YouTube video and teach you. Because you said sometimes your office is cold, right? Let me help you.
Oh my God. Get the thingy and undo the thingy and twist the thingy and get the thingy and open the thingy. And yes, because that's very electrician speak.
The best way for me to help you with your heater would be if you stayed the fuck home and I just went to your office and did it. Because I'm not doing it with you in the room because you're going to think you know how to do it. No, you don't even know the thingy. So.
Okay. Yeah. And this coming from someone who cannot practice her advent calendar very well.
Oh, really? You need to dig it like that?
You told the world you ate your practice calendar in 2 days, basically. You told the Facebook group, at least.
I did. Well, because I felt that, right? I feel that they know that this is kind of my thing.
And you know what? Chris Morgan did come up with a very good idea. She said, buy some chocolates, re-chocolate up your practice Advent calendar with all the chocolates that you actually like.
Right.
And get at her.
I don't think that there's a chocolate I wouldn't like when you open up a magic door and there it is.
Even if it's a cheap Advent calendar.
This was a cheap one too. This was like a 99 cent one from the dollar store. Right? Because I don't buy the good one until December.
Yes. And what is the good one, Lisa?
Well, there's a few, right? So there's a Lindor one that looks good.
Yes.
But the one I think I'm going to go for, I was telling this to my boss because she saw it on our social media. And I told her the one that I think I want for my real one, my December one, is it's the cookies and cream, Hershey's cookies and cream one.
You're going to eat a whole advent calendar of the same chocolate?
I like that chocolate a lot.
Okay. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I like it. But it's usually too sweet in a whole bar, right?
I really thought that you would probably want the wine advent calendar.
No, right? That's just trouble waiting to happen. Hey, I leave that one to the HHG.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Right? But there's one that's a beer one at Costco.
Oh.
Yeah, right? There's a beer one, apparently. Oh. And at work, I have a hot chocolate one, but that's only 12 days. I don't care as much about hot chocolate as I care about chocolates.
There you go.
So, yes, I failed. But I tried really hard.
I'm really boring because I want the advent calendars that give you like beauty products.
Yeah, like I don't want to eat that one. I want one that I can have a snack with, right? You know, I want one that I can have a snack. And then it got me thinking because it was an old fashioned type of advent calendar, like from with just like the little old yucky chocolates. Uh-huh. Boy, times were simpler back in our youth when we had those because we were just thrilled. That chocolate is like the size of my fingernail. Right. But we were happy. We were happy to have
it. Yes. Yes. Right? Of course.
Right? Just tasted waxy, but that was okay. Right. Something we looked forward to. So, yeah, I failed, but I'm going to do so much better in December.
So are you going to keep practicing with your practice advent calendar, or are you done now?
No, there's a chance I might do one more kick at the can.
Oh,
just because I don't know if I don't know if I practiced my best practice yet. Right? Like, I want to be ready for the season, right? All right, I'm in it to win it once December comes, right? No cheating. No cheating.
No cheating.
No cheating.
All right. December. Okay. Right? Well, I feel like we need to, because we talked about it, I think last week, yeah. We talked about people throwing stuff onto art.
Like, I hope we didn't start something.
Well, because now I feel like we did.
Now it's happening in Canada.
Right?
So what are the chances? God. There's a chance this person heard it on our podcast, and now you and I are the idiots to blame for this.
We are not in any way connected to this, but apparently climate...
And we don't condone it.
No, we don't. Climate activists threw maple syrup on Emily Carr's Stumps in Sky painting at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Right.
And apparently it was vandalized by a group who's hoping to stop the pipeline project in BC. Huge, well, huge stuff, right. around oil and gas and all that, exactly. Kind of stuff. So, okay. Again. I get it. Climate activist group. I get it. But Emily Carr did nothing to you.
And again, why are we throwing things at art?
But they're not even getting arrested.
Nope. But we can't even be smart enough in Canada. Why are we throwing, like other countries, they're throwing soup. Soup comes off easy. We're throwing a sticky substance like maple syrup.
Apparently.
Like, we're not even being, like, we're abusing the art.
Yes. But apparently the art is fine.
The art's fine?
Yes. Okay. That's what I read.
That's good. We don't condone this. We don't condone this.
We do not
behavior.
In any way, shape, or form. Right? But I feel like we talked about it last week and there hadn't been an incident for quite some time.
Right. And then boom. Somebody's throwing syrup at the art.
God damn it, people.
Right? Come on, people. Right?
Do we need it is like a waste of your time. I'm not mentioning your name. I will mention the fact that it's about a pipeline, but I'm not mentioning the project.
Right.
I don't care what you're doing. Go clip yourself to a freaking tree.
Yeah, like go clip yourself to the tree. Right? Or tie yourself to something. Like, just stop it. And I shake my head with Lisa and Sam, right? Lisa and Sam sometimes fight and disagree, but we don't hurt each other. We don't throw things at each other. We don't deface each other. We don't do things. So
okay, let's
we are
be honest.
Not-
if I had something in my hand and you annoyed me, I probably would throw it at you.
You probably have before.
Disclaimer. Actually.
You probably have. Have you? I'm just thinking.
It's
probably
a possibility.
Have.
No, I don't probably know. Haven't. No, I haven't.
No.
But
I remember one time when I was peeling potatoes at the cabin. And I felt that if I could have thrown a knife at you. Or perhaps even gone further and stabbed you. I may have, because I believe the comment was, oh, that's not how my mom peels them. It's a fucking potato, Sam. Right? But that was just, was Bossy Sam making an appearance that day.
It was Bossy Sam.
Right?
Yeah.
Too funny.
So anyways.
Stop throwing things at art.
Yes. I get why you're protesting.
There's a cause,
I'm not asking
for sure.
you to not protest.
Right.
Protest away.
But stop ruining art. Yeah, it's old art too, right? Like, leave the old art alone.
Emily Carr is iconic.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. Okay, but I got to share this with you. Funny story. Okay. So, you know, I follow the TikTok. I play with the TikTok. I watch the TikTok, right? So, funny TikTok I'm watching the other night at home. And it's in an office scene. And it's a random guy asking random people of different ages in the office for Jenny's number. So if I say to you, Sam, what's Jenny's phone number? What's your answer?
8675309.
And if I say to you, sometimes she goes by a different name. Do you know what it is?
Jenny. Who
right. So they're doing this TikTok and he's asking people our age and everybody like quick, right? 8675309. Then they're asking people younger than us. Do you know Jenny's phone number? The look of disgust and disdain is like, who the fuck is Jenny? I don't know a Jenny. Why are you bothering me this? Can't you look up Jenny's number? No, oh, I don't know, God. Jenny. So it was so funny. And I'm watching it. It's like a couple minutes clip, right? And I'm like laughing. It's so funny at watching the expressions. So then I phoned my kid's sister. She answers the phone. She's like, hello. She's like, hey, Bill. And I'm like, Bill, what's Jenny's phone number? Same thing. 867-5309. And if you needed to go by her other name, what would it be? Jenny. Jenny. Thank you. Said, is one of your kids at home? She's like, Lexi's close by. Let me get her. Lexi gets on the phone. Lexi's, I think, in grade 9. Lexi gets on the phone. I'm like, hey, Lex, how's it going? Good. I'm like, do you know Jenny's phone number? She's like, who? I said, Jenny. She's like, Jenny? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I don't know anybody named Jenny. I'm like, you must. Like, Jenny. I said, sometimes she goes by another name. Do you know her other name? She's like, Jenny's other name? I'm like, yeah. No, I don't know a Jenny. I'm like, so you don't know her phone number? She's like, no. And I don't understand this question. I'm like, okay, put your mind. You have no help to me. Put your mother back on the phone. It was so funny. Totally proved the point. Yes. Kids nowadays don't know who Jenny is.
Oh, it's a sad thing.
They don't know Jenny's phone number. Right?
Who can I turn to?
Yeah. 867-5309. One of the best karaoke songs. That's one of my karaoke go-tos. Right?
Oh, my God.
I know. I thought it was so funny.
It's a classic. How do you... You know what? That's the problem is that kids don't like classic music anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't like the good old times.
Exactly.
Was that Rick Springfield, though?
No, Jenny is...
Who is... No, Rick Springfield had one too, though.
That's Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. Right?
Jesse had a girl. I don't know. Jesse was a girl or something.
Do you know who Jesse's girl is?
Do you know who Jesse's girl is? Do you know who had Jesse's girl? Or who wanted Jesse's girl? Rick Springfield wanted Jesse's girl. Who sang 8675309? I don't even know.
I can't remember.
I don't know either.
Oh,
was it Tommy Two Tone, maybe?
Oh, it might have been. Yeah, it's like a weird name or something.
One hit wonder.
Yes, but it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a really good one. Samantha, would you say that we're like two peas in a pod?
No.
What do you mean no?
We are not.
Okay, first off, what does that phrase mean, two peas in a pod?
Two peas in a pod means that you're pretty much exactly like each other. And we are not. We are not in any way, shape, or form.
What name? Tell me three ways we're not alike.
Number one, asking questions like that. Number two, asking dumb questions about a heater and thinking that you can fix it. Number three, wanting to touch every button, even though you don't know what it does. There, I just named all the things that you just did in this podcast.
Right. And that makes us not like peas in a pod. Right?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. I think we're not like peas in a pod.
We are far from it. I'm a pea and you're a piece of corn.
I think so. I'm a whole different vegetable. And we don't live near each other, right? We are not encompassing the same areas.
No, we are not. We laugh at the same things, though.
Yes. There are some things we have in common.
Similarities. We laugh at the same things. I'm usually going, no, don't do that. And you're like, yes, no, I want to. No, you shouldn't do that. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and do it. But I'm not covering for you. So.
Right. Definitely. Right? You definitely don't have my back in all things like that.
Right? I do when you, unless you start to make friends with people I feel like you shouldn't.
Right. Right.
And then I leave you to your own differences.
Then you're on your own. I'm leaving you and your stupidness to just figure this one out. Right. I agree with that too.
I will always say that you're highly entertaining.
Well, thanks, Samantha.
I think the thing that keeps us friends is that we always, I don't know, we get into trouble, we get out of trouble. Yes. We typically have a really good time when we're together.
We do.
Because you're always saying weird things that I think, God, why would anyone think like that? So.
I'm an odd duck.
Yes. Santa. Yes. Yeah.
Have you been, okay, like I know that you hate the idea of grocery shopping and things like that.
Yes, I do.
right? And I know that you don't always love like a lot of fruit, like
I do, but you, I have weird thing. I have, weird things about fruit
hangups. But is it just me, or is anybody else out there in the world wondering where the good Christmas oranges are?
I think there might be a shortage.
Because
I don't know why.
I don't know. My boss brings one to work every day, and it's like a beautiful orange Christmas orange. Mike bought Christmas oranges. They looked like little baby grapefruits. And tasted very similar, right? Like the most sour friggin' things I've ever. I'm like, oh, this is not Wick. What happened to Christmas oranges?
Yeah. Well, have you asked your boss where she got her Christmas oranges?
No, because she probably shops someplace I don't go to, probably like at the Costco or something.
Well, you could shop there. You know that, right?
Yeah,
like
I
you're
know,
not but, barred from there unless you've have, done something again that I don't
which
know
I
about.
Haven't, but I don't have a membership, right? And I feel all the good Christmas stuff is at the Costco.
It's always in bulk. So if you want one, you'll get three.
Yeah, but that's fine if it's the Christmas oranges. I want the orange oranges is what I'm looking for.
You're looking for the orange oranges of the orange Christmas orange.
The orange Christmas orange family. The orange ones. The orange ones.
Remember not the slightly yellow grapefruit
not,
kind.
Not the baby grapefruit ones. No. Those are not the ones I'm looking for this season. No, we've already tried those. We didn't love them quite as much.
I hate oranges of all kinds, so no worries there.
No, I love a Christmas orange. Like, I'm used to, at this time of year, having a Christmas orange right before I go to bed.
Oh, wow.
It's
Look
part of
you.
My routine, right?
Oh, and there you go.
And I'm missing it. Right? I'm missing it.
Well, so anyone in Saskatoon who happens to run across Christmas oranges,
let me know.
Let Lisa know. Yeah.
Let me know. The orange ones. The little not, orange ones. The
not
easy
the yellowy
to peel.
Orangey ones? Yes.
No. And the easy to peel ones.
Yes.
Like when I was a kid, they came in a box with green paper on them.
Yes. Those
Where
are
the
ones.
Hell are those? Where are those? That's what I'm looking for. I feel like I need to put like a lost and found poster up, right? Like wanted. These guys.
Wanted. Oranges and green paper.
Oranges and green paper. That's all I want. Some oranges and green paper.
And it needs to be easy to peel because I'm lazy.
Because I'm too lazy, right? Because that's the beauty of the orange, of the Christmas orange.
Yes, that is the beauty.
Right? Yeah. That's,
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Oh, dear God. The struggles that you have in life are just astounding.
Oh, it's not easy, hey? Yes. Not easy being me.
No. You know what's not easy?
What?
Buying old 70s Birkenstocks for $218,750.
Oh, I read something about it, and then I couldn't read it anymore because remember the one time you bought somebody's used shoes? And I don't understand that concept.
Yeah, I didn't pay $218,750.
I know,
for
but
them.
Why are we buying people's shoes?
They're apparently Steve Jobs' old Birkenstocks.
Why are we buying a dead man's shoes?
I don't know.
Right? That makes no sense. That makes zero sense.
Do you think. Okay, is it like the glass slipper that when you put it on, you all of a sudden become smarter and you're going to take over the world in technology? Like, or is that what we're
hoping
for?
I'm sure that that's the thought process, right?
Okay.
Let alone that you had to be some crazy ass who bought them because with too much disposable income. Oh, I'll take Steve Jobs' shoes.
I don't understand.
Right? Although, I mean, I guess, I don't know, like if somebody said... Here's a pair of Anne Murray's shoes.
Oh, you would buy them.
Right? Or the Queen's shoes I might be interested in. Probably not. I probably would buy the Queen's shoes. That might be the only person whose shoes I'd buy.
True. It's, but you're not wearing
the Queen.
Them.
You're not wearing them.
You're not wearing them.
I'm going to put them in a little glass enclosure.
What if it was like a pair of her gloves or maybe like a brooch or a jacket?
I would put it in a glass enclosure, like a dome. Like I see it in a dome. Right, like a pretty dome or something like that. Give it the respect it deserves,
right?
Samantha, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right? Like that would be so special.
So obviously this person had a big connection to Steve Jobs. Otherwise they wouldn't have paid that kind of money.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Again, it's somebody who already has a lot of money.
Because they're paying that kind of
money. $218,750.
So if you're the type of person that can afford $218,750, is that like the equivalent to us paying $100 for something?
Yeah, probably.
Even that seems too much for somebody's old shoes.
works out right.
Right? Like right? Like is that the same? Like, oh fine, they're only $100.
Yeah. Right.
Right? To them, big difference, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just seems
weird. My God. Why are people doing that? It's so weird.
I don't know. A new treat alert.
Oh.
And this one might actually be a good one.
Uh-huh.
Wendy's is bringing the peppermint frosty.
Interested.
Launching it as a new holiday treat. I too am interested.
Interested. Willing to taste it.
Yep. Me too.
This could be something we're doing together.
It could be a together experience for sure. Yeah. What, even though we're not like peas in a pod, we do. There are some things that we do have similarities in like that. Right. Because when I heard that, I'm like, oh yeah, I could see Sam and I enjoying that treat. Right.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should figure out who has got new wintry December holiday treats.
Right. Exactly.
And go buy one and sample it and let everybody know this is a waste of your time. Don't buy it. This is good. Don't buy it. You should get it.
Because what does this season remind you of? What does this season remind you of, Samantha?
It's Christmas. It's holidays. No,
but like is there, like for me, like, is there a food that it reminds you of? Do you associate this season with a certain food?
Hot comfort food.
Really?
stews and things of that nature.
Like,
and
I mom's
roast
it,
a good roast.
I associate it with like shrimp rings.
Of course you do.
Right? And like little meatballs.
Oh my God, because it's appetizer season.
It's appetizer season, right?
Oh my God.
Right? That's where we're headed. We're headed to right. appetizer season.
Right. It's how silly of me to think that it's actually comfort food season.
Right? It's not comfort food season. You can do that in February.
Right.
Right? December and December till mid-January really is we need to stock up on the shrimp rings. Remember that one year, remember that I got all shrimped out? But that was, and then I took last year off.
Yes, you did.
So I'm ready to jump back in. I'm jumping back in, jumping back into the shrimp game. The shrimp and sauce. Mama likes.
Yes, and your meatballs with Diana sauce.
Yeah, right? There's a box of meatballs in my freezer right now. Right? Just probably going to have a practice with those.
Oh, practice! Right?
Practice! That's what this season reminds me of.
It is. It's appetizer season for you.
Totally.
Yes, absolutely. Totally.
And then your mom's baking, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Speaking of that...
Early.
Oh my God, she must have known that you were already.
Is she already baking?
No, but she's thinking of starting.
Okay, good. Because last year I thought she was a little late.
Seriously?
I'm just saying, right?
Get what you get. You get what you get.
And I was happy, but I'm just saying, right?
Oh my God, no, you're never happy.
I'm still happy.
Oh my God, you're never happy.
I'm still happy.
Oh my God.
I'm still super happy. But here, I was super happy when I got it last year. But you imagine my happiness if I got it like a week earlier?
Oh, shut up.
So happy.
You should be thankful. You get your free baking.
Still thankful. Thankful has nothing to do with it. It's more about happy.
Oh, just my saying. God. Okay, just so saying. She's already...
She's planning
thinking
her menu.
Thinking shortbread. She's
nice.
Already thinking shortbread.
Good.
She's not getting crazy this year with cookies, so don't get excited.
That's
You're not
fine.
Getting like...
She didn't get crazy last year.
She's paring back.
She pared back last year, too.
Yeah. But I will say there might be a slight surprise for you.
Oh, like what?
Yeah. So like, I'm just not going to tell you.
Like, what are we thinking?
No, I think you're going to like it.
Is it like a favorite that she took away and is bringing back?
I think it's something from your past that she's going to try and recreate.
Nice. I'll take that. Okay. I'll take that. I appreciate that. That makes me happy. Right?
So she's into it. She's in it to win it for cookies this year.
Good. I'm excited.
As long as I get my sugar cookie and the oatmeal crack cookie, I'll be happy.
Right? Then you'll be fine.
Oh my God, that oatmeal crack cookie is the best.
Such a good cookie.
Such a good cookie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's cookie season.
It is cookies.
Right?
That's the season for me. It's
right?
cookie season.
Yes, because you do like your cookies in December.
Only in December. And then I'm done.
Right? Right? And then I'm going to do my next 11 months trying to get the weight off. That's what I'm going to do. Right? But I'm not going to focus on it during the next 6 weeks. Now's not the time.
Now is not the time.
It's not the time.
Now is not the time.
Right? Either we were successful beforehand or we have to wait and be successful after. That's how dieting goes in my life. Sorry. Now's not the time.
Now is not the time. Okay. But you know what the time is?
What?
Let's talk about Facebook Tuesday.
Ooh. Hey. Well,
for one, you got called out for calling eggnog hot. And I'm like, touche, good point.
Touche. Can't it be a hot drink?
That was Luke who was like, I didn't realize eggnog came hot. Ah, it's not hot.
I thought it might have been a hot drink.
It's not hot.
Okay. What do no, I know?
It's not hot. It does have alcohol in though, but it is not hot.
It was boozy.
It's boozy. Yes.
Yeah.
So people were like, no to eggnog. Mm-mm. Don't you dare do it. Uh-uh. Nope. So many throw up emojis.
Lots
came
of
our
throw
way.
Ups. Lots of throw ups, say.
Eh?
And usually we don't see a lot of that, right?
What?
Usually we don't see a lot of the throw up emoji.
No. This right. was, well, because everyone's like, eggnog. Ugh.
I know, right? I
hear them. People poo pooed mulled wine because they like their wine not hot.
Not hot.
Though, if you've tried a good mulled wine, guys, I'm just going to say it actually is quite delicious.
It's quite, and you know, it even tastes more winey.
Yes, it does. Right? I actually like mulled wine.
I don't mind it.
And apparently nobody enjoyed the hot toddy, and you were defending it very vigorously.
I love a hot toddy. I grew up with a hot toddy. The hot toddy in my world was the go-to, you're not feeling good? Let mom make you a special drink.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh, God.
So I grew up loving a hot toddy, right? Because it's just my grandparents lived next door to us. If granddad wasn't sleeping good at night, my mom would take him over a hot toddy. Everybody gets a hot toddy tonight, right? Wendy needs people to sleep. And I feel my sister Linda is probably a hot toddy mom too.
Probably.
Right? Yeah. I feel they're very similar that way, right?
Is so it,
I
think that. Okay, with the hot toddy, is it bourbon?
I don't know. In my family, it was just lots of booze heated up. Okay. I don't know what the booze was, but it was just put you out and made you sleep like a baby.
Okay. Do you remember drinking blueberry tea?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That was a good one, too. God, that's 70s like, and 80s.
Yeah, that's like amaretto.
Yes.
Right? Or no, Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my
so
God.
So fancy, Grand Marnier.
Yeah, so fancy. Right? Yeah, so but fancy. You know, blueberry tea is actually quite good, though.
It is. It's really good, right? Yeah.
Gotta bring the old stuff back. Like, if you're going to bring stuff back, bring that back.
Bring that. That's a good one to bring back.
Don't bring stirrups back. Don't bring weird
world doesn't need stirrups back, right? We need a blueberry tea.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But I will say this. The only person who was willing to go public with their love of eggnog was Caroline.
I don't know. I think you two are peas in a pod.
Well, in some things, and I'm like, finally, someone wants to go public with their love of eggnog.
I know, right? She had your back.
Yeah.
There weren't many of them.
No, but my mom
used to tell us that every year at Christmas, she'd make us try it. And she'd be like, guys, it just tastes like a milkshake. Never does it ever taste like a milkshake, mom.
It does,
ever.
Actually.
It never did. Never did. Mm. Nope. Nope. Pass, 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 pass.
Whatever.
Whatever. Just saying.
Okay, guys, if you want to join in on the fun, you know where to find us. It's Facebook. It's I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Join the group if you haven't. Instagram is I Shake My Head. Twitter is I_ShakeMyHead. Same with TikTok, I_ShakeMyHead. If you want to become a Patreon member, it's www.patreon.com/IShakeMyHead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
And I really think that all of our friends of the podcast should be joining us on the TikTok, because that's where it's at. That's where all the cool kids are hanging out, they say. It's on the TikTok, right?
All the cool kids
on the TikTok. Okay, so I watched, I don't know if you watched it or not, but I watched the Michelle Obama interview. Did you watch it?
No, I missed it.
I don't feel that you're at one with Michelle Obama like I am.
Oh, dear God.
Right? Remember when we went to see her and I'm like, hey, I got us tickets to Michelle Obama. And you were like, oh, why? And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, why? because it's Michelle Obama. Right? So I was going to message you and say, are you going to watch it? Because in my heart, I figured it would not be your priority, was my priority.
Well, and I would have maybe taped it.
Well, you didn't. So too bad for you.
Oh,
well,
whatever.
And Robin Roberts interviewed her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Michelle Obama's got a new book out.
Yes.
Looks very, very good. I might even buy it to listen to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I think it might be that good, right? Because she's that good. I love Michelle Obama. She's okay. So empowering.
So what kind of message was she giving to you?
Okay, so what I got from her is that during COVID, she picked up knitting. She picked up a hobby.
What hobby did you pick up during COVID, Lisa?
I don't know. I don't think I picked up anything.
No, you did not.
Right? So now, right, it made me feel a bit like a loser, right? Because the first lady picks up knitting.
And you pick up nothing.
I picked up nothing during COVID. I didn't learn or take advantage or not. I didn't learn one new skill.
Nope.
Although I feel like I probably turn it back on you and you'd have to say the same thing. However... But that's not where I'm going. But my question with the world about Michelle Obama. So she's so eloquent, right? And she's just so charismatic. But my bigger question, Samantha, how did she get so smart? How is she so smart?
Well, Lisa, she probably read a few books.
But, okay, you've read books. You're not Michelle Obama smart.
No, right? I'm not claiming to be Michelle Obama smart.
So how do you get to be that smart?
Well, she was the first lady for 8 years, so she probably went through some shit.
Do you think it's just that you're worldly? Like she's worldly?
She is worldly.
Right? And we're not worldly? Where are we on the scale of one to worldly? Where are we? Are we worldly?
I think we're probably three.
We're only at three, hey? Okay. Huh. Interesting.
One to worldly, we're like maybe we're strong three.
You think we're a strong three?
We're a strong three.
Strong three. So our friends from Brilliant Observations, that podcast,
yes.
I listen to them and I find them quite funny. And Melissa had asked her co-host, Amy, if she was on a scale of 0 to 5, was she petty? And I'm like, that's why I gave us a scale, right? And I thought, even those girls are smart. Because I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that question. Are we petty?
Are you petty?
I don't know. Am I petty?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't know. Right?
On a scale of 0 to 5, Lisa, are you petty?
I don't feel I know what the word is. Very good.
Petty?
Petty.
Jealous?
Is it jealous? Is it jealous?
Petty is like you find fault in literally everything.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Are you petty?
I don't know. I think I maybe have some pettiness because I'm judgy.
So you are super judgy.
Right? Because I'm super judgy. So maybe okay, I'm not petty, but maybe I'm judgy.
On a scale of 0 to 5, how judgy are you?
I'm 5. I'm judgy. I should have the little club that like hits the desk, right?
Yeah, screw petty.
I should be the judge for judgy, right? I am judgy.
You are judgy.
So yeah, so I heard them on their podcast talk about that and I thought it was kind of funny. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if we're petty. Am I petty? I don't know. I don't think it was a bad thing. It wasn't a bad example that they were using, but it was just
No,
funny.
I'm sure it wasn't.
But it made me just think more about Michelle Obama. And I just think like these things, like is Michelle Obama judgy?
Oh, she might be. She's not perfect.
She seems pretty darn perfect.
No, she's not perfect. She'd probably be the first one to say she's not perfect.
Really? You don't think she's
perfect? She just knows how to conduct herself in public. That's the difference between a Michelle Obama and maybe somebody else.
Maybe.
She's lived a very public life for a really long time.
She has, right? Like, I bet you nobody ever worries about if she's going to put her foot in her mouth.
No, because she knows how to conduct herself.
Yeah.
She may think a lot of stuff, but she's not spewing it out of her mouth every 5 minutes.
No, right? She's smart that
way. She knows how to keep her shit together.
Yeah, she's smart that way.
Right? And she's probably not swearing.
Yeah, I bet you, right? I bet you she's not, but maybe she should swear and just bring it, class it down a bit.
And you know what? Maybe with her close circle of friends and family, She probably does. Maybe she does. Maybe she feels like she can drop a bomb or two or here, right? Or there.
Because it's natural.
Yeah. You know. Is what it is.
I'm just saying. I was just curious.
All right.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. But we will share some. Well, I'm sure the world does know. Jennifer Aniston's dad passed away.
Yeah, right? And Victor Kyriakos.
Victor Kyriakos.
Yes.
John Aniston played Victor Kyriakos on the NBC daytime drama series Days of Our Lives.
He was a villain and then sometimes a good guy.
He was a drug lord, Lisa.
He was, but he wasn't, but he was portrayed differently, though. He wasn't portrayed like Sonny Corinthos.
No, that's true.
Right? He was classier than that.
He was a slightly classier drug lord. Right?
He was a classy drug lord.
Oh, yeah. That he played for 37 years.
Yeah, he was like a staple, right?
That's so cool. Yeah. He was a great character. Everyone hated Victor Kyriakos, and that just means he did it right.
It means he did it super right. So
right,
yeah.
So
right? Now they gotta figure out what to do with that character, right?
Oh, I suppose so.
Because like all soap operas, right? I'm sure he's still around.
Oh well, yes,
right. In theory.
In theory,
right? So I got a question for you. Why does dressing have to kill the caloric goodness of salad?
Because dressing will always be fattening.
Why does it need to be fattening?
It doesn't need to be fattening. It's just that the dressings that typically people like are fattening.
Like, which one's not fattening? I guess I'm curious about.
Oil, vinegar, and lemon with a little bit of salt and pepper.
Like, what about raspberry vinaigrette?
Potentially the same idea.
Huh.
Yeah.
But it seems a little creamy.
But that's really great that everyone likes a vinaigrette. But you know what people are ordering? Blue cheese, ranch, Thousand Island dressing.
Catalina.
Like, it's not the good stuff. I love
that Catalina dressing. I'll tell you that right now. They don't serve that in public. That's what my mom used to say, right? We'd go to a restaurant and be like, Mom, can I get it with Catalina? They don't serve that in public. Right? It's like ketchup on your steak. They don't serve it in public. Okay.
Oh my God.
But so good, right?
Oh my God.
So good. But that's always the thing. So I've been eating salads lately.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, 2 days in a row.
Woohoo!
Right? Been having salad.
Have you caused the lettuce shortage?
Shh. Why did you have to go there?
Did you cause the price of lettuce to basically triple overnight?
I don't know, right? I just know that I've had two big salads. And I worried when I saw that on the news, right? On the news, they said that there's restaurants in Saskatoon that are taking salads off their menu right now because salad's too expensive.
Well, because they're not making any money off of it.
Right. So when they go to buy like a box of lettuce, right, they used to pay $42 for a big box of lettuce. Now they're paying $150 for a box of lettuce.
Holy shit.
And do you think that's because I've increased my salad intake?
Yes, Lisa, it's all about you.
Right. I don't want to be the person in charge of causing that. You can't just remove salad because it's the healthy choice.
Yes, right? with the highly caloric dressing, it is the healthier choice.
Oh, I know, right? But you got to have the dressing.
You know what could also be leading to that problem? Is that people are doing their weird TikTok image or IG stuff about salads.
Oh, and wasting
salad. So people are increasing their intake of salads, and now it's in high demand. So potentially, we can blame social media for this.
Oh, okay. Can go back to them.
Mm-hmm.
People are giving too much. They're giving salad love.
Yes.
And the salad's not reciprocating the love. Saying, I can't grow quick enough.
I can't grow quick enough.
Right? Right? I can't grow fast enough to keep up with the demand.
Yes. And if you live in Saskatoon, nothing grows now for 6 months.
No, right? There's no growing. No, there's no growing. So just saying, right? I'm enjoying salad.
Yeah, it's either you or social media, Lisa. So,
well, I'm going to not take all the heat. I'm just saying, right? Okay. I've just been trying to have a better alternative. Right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's all. Okay. So I find it very interesting that I message you over the weekend and I say, hey, I've started The Crown or I'm almost done.
Yeah, you didn't just start it. You like abused the crown.
And I find it interesting that the Royal Watcher watched how many?
I've watched 1.5.
Yes, I've watched it all. I'm done.
I'm not ready for it yet. I'm not ready. Right? And you're partly to blame because you said you were sad.
I was, you know what? Unfortunately, you shouldn't
read
the reviews.
Don't give it away.
Don't read the reviews of season 5 because nobody likes it.
Why is nobody liking it?
Because it's not like previous seasons. Honestly, the first 2 seasons were probably their best so far.
Yeah, the best season, in my opinion, was the one about Prince Margaret. Mm-hmm. That was a good season.
Yeah, but this season is hard to watch. And I think that's why people don't like it.
Because it's hard.
Yes, it's hard to watch. And it's not joyful. There are moments of gloom.
Yeah, and neither was Dahmer. And look at it set records, right?
Because I think when you...
And we
when
toughed
people
it
think,
out.
But when people think about watching The Crown, they think, oh, it's the royals. You know, it'll be fine. And oh,
no,
we already
not
know
how life,
everything.
That's not how life was.
You already know everything. But really what you're doing now, because it's so... Because now we're in the season of Princess Diana and Charles.
Yes.
And Prince Charles. Yeah. That it's almost like reliving the history again and again.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
for
it's,
sure.
And I'm it's not, too close. And
my
it's
wounds,
too close.
My wounds aren't ready to be reopened yet.
Right. And the seasons leading up to that were farther away.
Farther
and
away.
We
yeah.
were disconnected from it, right?
Well, they weren't, speaking for our age group, they weren't really part of our life.
Right.
This is our life.
Yeah. And this is now... Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm not, I'll get
the revenge,
there.
The revenge dress makes an appearance.
Really? Hey.
Yeah.
I'll get
yeah.
there. I'll get there.
All right. I'm just saying.
I'll get there.
But you know what? I'm not excited about how they portray the queen in this one.
Oh, okay.
I think that's where you might get upset.
Well, right. I
I'm just saying
queen.
You okay. just get on it.
I'll get on it. I'll
Why
get
am
on
I
it?
Done it?
Because you binge watch everything. I don't
because
binge watch
I
like
needed
you.
To know where they ended the season.
Really? Like, I don't binge watch like you. I take my time. I might watch one every couple days.
I actually did it over 2 days, so.
Yeah, I know. But still, that's still a binge.
Whatever.
Right? I'm just saying.
I enjoyed it. Okay. I know. But I do have something to ask.
Okay.
What would you be willing to do to avoid someone you don't want to talk to, just to not have that fake catch-up talk?
Oh, I probably would have the fake catch-up talk.
You suck.
Right? Like, I probably would have it. Like, because I would think that if I've seen them, they've probably seen me.
But what if you didn't have to see that person? What if you were smart enough to have gotten away?
Oh, I would get away then. Okay. So I'm not saying if I think I can go unscathed, then I'm maybe not having the talk.
Okay.
But if I think if I've seen them, I'm going to assume they've seen me.
So would you dodge and swerve? Would you hide behind things? Would you would you literally leave a place just to not run into them?
Well, it would depend, I guess, on my level of unwantingness, I guess. Right? Like, is it an old friend I haven't seen in a long time? Is it somebody that I can't stand? Is it like a bad memory from the past?
It's all of the above.
Oh, all of the above.
I think I'm the avoider.
You're always going to be the avoider, though, right?
I'm the avoider.
Yeah. Right? You will always avoid. Because even, like, let's be honest, right? Like, even at the lake, you will try and swim away. Right? And it's like, you know these people. Where are you going? Right? Right? I'm just saying. Right? I think that you don't like idle chit-chat.
I don't.
It's not your thing.
It's not my gig.
Doesn't bother me.
No, I know, because that's your whole life.
My whole life is just chit-chatting, right?
It's just idle chit-chat.
It's just idle chit-chat.
On a scale of 0 to 5, where does idle chit-chat live?
5. Lives high, right? I just can talk to anybody. Doesn't matter.
Oh, this is
right?
So true.
Doesn't bother me. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter.
All right. I was just curious.
You're just kind of curious. Okay. Here's something interesting. This is making all the news.
Uh-huh.
Why does every single thing have to be about race? I understand that race is important. I understand the issues in our lifetime about race. And I understand all of that, right? What I think I don't understand is why the Girl Guides of Canada need to rename their name from brownies to something else. Because now they've said that it has caused personal harm to racialized girls. Huh. I'm just going to say something. When I think of the brownies, uh-huh. when I grew up thinking of brownies, I never, ever, 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 ever connected that organization, that name, to anything more than kids in an organization.
Or a there girl was no, in a brown outfit with a lovely hat.
With a lovely hat.
And a
if
sash.
Anything, it was more about the outfit, right?
Right.
So now they need to change the name because now they're saying that it's technically it's a racist thing, right? It's causing mm-hmm. issue.
Yeah.
And does that really make sense? Because now I feel that maybe, and maybe this isn't going to be popular, but now I feel that maybe now we're just looking at things to have problems with.
Potentially.
Right?
I don't know. Like, I guess because we lived in that era when, you know, one of the things you did after school was you joined brownies. And then you knew that when you got older, you could join Girl Guides.
Right. You could be a Girl Guide or a cadet, yeah. but whatever the next one was. Right.
Yeah. So like it just I don't know where the name. The thing is I don't know the history of the name. I don't know why it was called that to begin with.
Right.
So I don't know. All I know is that we wore it was a brown top and a brown skirt. You had a little belt. You got a little like.
Did you get it in yet?
Beret we have like
a
hat.
Little, didn't we have like a little bag that held your pencil?
Yeah, had a little bag. Yeah. Had you had a pencil.
Yeah.
And then you got a sash where you put your badges on.
Where you put your badges.
Yeah. You know, I can understand why people have issues with the name, but I think I don't know enough about the history of why it was named that. And
so
it's unfortunate that a word has to bring up trauma for someone. Like that's right. horrible.
Right.
That is, it's really horrible, but I don't
believe,
I didn't realize that it would cause someone personal harm.
Right. Because I don't think that intent was ever a part of that decision-making process into this is what this organization is called.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I don't think there was anything behind it.
No.
At all.
No.
Right? You know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I just saw it and I'm just like, wow, now we can't even be brownies.
No.
Right?
At one point, I think I still had my uniform.
Huh. Then somebody I read or I saw a clip someplace and somebody said, might have been a clip on TikTok and somebody was talking about it and somebody said, okay, so they felt that it was quite absurd that this was going to happen. And they likened it to are we at some point just going to call chocolate chocolate as opposed to white chocolate? Do we eliminate that phrase too? And I'm like, oh, isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
Right? Because does that have a negative connotation?
I don't know.
Dark chocolate? I don't know, right? Like, does everything, that's my whole thing. Does everything have to always have a hidden meaning to it?
I don't know.
Right? Or maybe it really was just because somebody in the 70s or the 60s or the 50s, whenever the brownies started, decided that kids look nice and brown. Because maybe. When you're a girl guide, you look pretty in blue.
Yeah, it's all blue.
It's all blue. It's the exact same outfit, all in blue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And maybe it was just like a popular color during the time period. And it was just nothing more than that.
It could have been.
I don't know. Just sometimes I just think that not everything has ill intent behind it.
You're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I don't understand? Pork rinds.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, it's separate from the brownies. Pork rinds. Pork rinds, Samantha.
Oh, we're on to pork rinds.
What's up with those? My mom used to eat them and call them piggy puffs.
They are piggy puffs.
But what's with a pork rind? Like, why do we need the pork pines, pork rinds
people
in our life?
People love, don't take away the pork rinds. They love
don't
their pork rinds.
Don't take them away? I never was a fan. Never was a fan.
No.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why? What's the love?
Well, they potentially could taste porky or bacony or hammy or all of the things that come from a pig.
Maybe, but are they made from a pig? Or is
well,
it
that's why they're called a pork rind.
But is it like, is that real, like real? Or is that just like generic?
No, I feel like it might be real.
Really?
I think they smell like pork.
They might smell like pork.
When you open up the bag.
Okay.
It's a pork rind.
What about hickory sticks? Were you ever a fan?
I did enjoy a hickory stick.
I enjoyed a good hickory stick.
I don't love a hickory stick.
No.
I felt that they were too much work.
They're a lot of work. They're a lot of licking your hands, right?
Yes.
Like you're always licking your hands. It's and as a licker, right? I remember that.
Yes. That. Well, yeah. You know what? I would prefer a cheesy if I'm going to be honest.
But that's even like a lot of work too, right? With all the cheese dust, and that's a lot of licking
well,
too.
That's lick every finger. Yes.
Well. The difference is, I feel okay. So I'm envisioning myself, my younger self, eating hickory sticks. I feel you went in with three fingers and a thumb.
Yes.
And it was like all went into your mouth.
And all the sticks,
the three
yes.
fingers. And then you licked all of them. Cheesies, yeah. I feel, are just one finger and a thumb.
A finger and a thumb. Yes. A
finger and a thumb. Right? A little
yes.
more dainty, but
yes.
still a lot of licking.
It's still
but a deeper lick. It's a deeper lick because that cheesy shit, that residue sticks on more than a hickory stick.
Totally.
Right? So it's you're more invested in the lick.
You're totally more invested.
Totally. Interesting, hey? Uh-huh. Cheesies versus hickory sticks. Maybe that's something we got to ask people about on Sunday. Right? Keep pork rinds out of it because I think that's just a weird food.
That is just a weird food.
Yeah. It just seems like a weird food.
Okay, so apparently, I am now might be potentially hooked on Little People, Big World.
Okay, so it's season 75, and now you're watching. I've watched every year and every episode since it started, and now you're just watching.
No, because I've watched it intermittently. They lose me there. They bring me back. They lose me. They bring me back. So
I thought you were more of a fan of The Little Couple.
Oh, I did like The Little Couple.
Right, with the little doctor yeah. and her husband.
Yes, and then the two little guys. Yeah, the two little kids. They're so yeah. cute. Yeah. But they're not on anymore.
No. I think they're coming back, though.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so I just happened to watch, they must have done, like, a quick little binge watch of Little People, Big World. So okay. I kind of caught up. And I was, like, watching it, and I'm like, oh, I think Matt's a bit of an asshole.
No, you need to watch last season. You need to watch last season. That's where you got to go. That's
nobody
where it
likes him, hey?
Nobody's happy with him because he was selling the farm, right?
He is still selling the farm.
But his kids, everybody thought that pretty much he should have either rolled over and just given it to his kids or given it to them at a deal, right? And that was never his intention. So no. I feel you need to watch last season. To kind of
I'm
get
not
the going to
make the investment. I'm not.
You're not going to? It's
no.
It's good. But you're right. I think he has asshole tendencies.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure.
But it's a mess. There's a lot of family hurt going on right there.
There is. And they actually don't let him. They don't come to the farm anymore. And
nope,
if he wants to see his grandkids, he has to go to them.
Yeah, because they're not very happy.
No.
And although I'm going to say that his son, Zach, is also a little bit of an asshole. Right?
Well, so, I might have heard that too.
Yeah, they're both pretty stubborn. And I think that the whole family is a little bit stubborn.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see how the season continues.
I don't know. But I'm just, you know.
So are you done now? You're done with it?
No, I'll probably keep watching. I'll just check it out.
Good. Yeah. The Gibsons, we watched that show.
Okay.
We like the roll-offs, right?
I was just like, I bet Lisa will know.
I know for sure. Totally. What I'm hoping is that this is the last season because it's becoming too much about the son and his family.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yeah. Like, who cares about them?
Yeah. Right? Well, they're having their third baby.
They had the third baby.
Oh, they've had it already?
Third baby. Yeah. Josiah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that you see again, right? Last season. Right? Just saying, okay. Right? You're just obviously jumping
I'm watching like back and forth different seasons. So
yes, they're probably just showing you bits and pieces.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It's all good,
you know,
though. It's all good, Samantha.
All right. I'm just saying.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
You know what's making me shake my head is the sloppy weather. So it's super sloppy here, friends of the podcast. And by sloppy, I mean where now it's kind of like wet and slushy. That's sloppy. What I feel I'm shaking my head at is the disrespect that people have for their sloppy boots and shoes on floors.
Oh.
Right? Because you don't see people drying off their shoes anymore, right? So you see like people in the stores and it's like all sloppy and gross and messy. I shake my head at that because I just think everybody's got a mat. You could just put your shoes on there and give them a little wipe.
Or they're not doing the stomp stomp.
They're not doing the stomp stomp, right? Yeah, they're definitely not doing the stomp stomp.
They're not doing the stomp stomp.
Right? And we know that from working in retail, right? Because this is the season where in the morning we mop the floor and it looks all nice. And then the first person that comes in with sloppy boots, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? I just cleaned that, right? And you're right. They didn't do the stomp stomp.
They didn't do the stomp stomp.
Because they didn't care.
They don't.
That's what I've been shaking my head at.
What if we went to your house and did that? What if we walked through your house and didn't stomp, stomp or clean off our shoes before we walked around your place? Right? Would you like that? No, you would not.
Would you be happy? Or we just stood in the same place and let all the water and the salt drip onto your floor. People wouldn't be happy. Put yourself in somebody else's situation.
Exactly.
That's what I shake my head at, Samantha.
All right.
What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
Well, I'm shaking my head, but also applauding.
Okay.
Gisele Bündchen.
Yes.
She vacationed in Costa Rica with her jiu-jitsu instructor, Joaquin Valente.
Don't tell me that this just occurred in the last 3 weeks.
I'm going to say well played, Gisele. Well played. I don't shake my head in disgust. I shake my head and raise my fist and go.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. You go.
They say she's worth way more money than what he is.
And you know what?
Than what Tom Brady is worth. Exactly.
The divorce is done. They've separated. Right? They've parted ways.
Right? Time to move on.
Giselle's getting her groove back, and so she should.
So she should. You know what else I'm shaking my head at a little bit? I'm going to say it. I'm shaking my head at Donald Trump coming back into the race.
Don't.
Right? We're going there again, right? It's my season. The news is back, right? Yeah. And
everyone having a bit of a go at his expense.
They are having a bit of a go at his expense. I would assume that he at some point might go independent because I think there's stronger Republicans now. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I think he might go. I don't know what he's going to do. It's going to be interesting.
You really think that people will run against Trump?
Oh yeah, for sure they will. Yeah. For sure. You're going to go through the same process of...
It's so long.
Right. Because it's still 2 years away.
Oh, God, it's so long.
Right? So, because the election's in 2024.
I know, it's so long.
Right? Yeah. So they're still going to go through and here's 75 people who think they can be the next president.
Oh,
and
God.
Whittle it down until there's just one, right?
Okay. That's your season. That is not my season.
So...
What season is it? It's Lisa's season.
Lisa's season, right? So it'll be interesting, right? Especially, you know, I love American politics, right?
Yes, you
probably
do.
Probably because I don't have to live with it.
Yes. No, right? We have to live with our own because that's even more exciting.
Well, right? We have that to deal with too, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying, right? I shake my head a little bit at American politics again.
Okay.
Right? And I feel I haven't shaken my head at them for a while, but...
No. And it's all coming back to us now.
It's all coming back. It's kind of like you woke up from a sleep and you're like, huh? Did I miss something?
Oh, the Celine Dion song is now singing through my head.
It's all coming back to me now. Exactly, right?
Exactly. All right. So, guys, if you like what you hear, awesome. But you know what? We would like you to send your feedback to us of what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned here during an episode. If you don't want to, you know, email us, that's okay. That's totally okay. You can direct message us through Facebook or Instagram. We are let there us know, all the time.
Let us know if you like the changes that we've made. Oh, yeah. We've made some.
One person has only noticed.
That was the HHG. Right? But we've made some.
Yes, we have.
Right?
We hope you like them.
We hope you like them. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Right? Tell your neighbors.
Tell your friends. Download and subscribe. Download and subscribe.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for, right?
All right. We want to thank John Domingo, the best kept secret in podcasting. Poor and John's I don't say it. That laughingly like he's not, because he is. He's very, very good at what he does.
He is. John's had a tough week this week.
Well, right? his Eagles lost.
His Eagles lost. His Republicans didn't get in.
Well, they got in somewhere, didn't they?
Well, they didn't win the House, right?
But that went did they to, win the Senate?
No, they didn't win the Senate either.
Oh, they didn't get either?
Well, I think it was a one and done. I don't think they got either.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I know. Right. I just know
it has
Democrats
been a hard week,
stuff.
But he's
it's been a tough
he's
week for him.
He's muscling through.
Good, good, good. Right? One Mick rib at a time.
Oh, well, that he is.
Right? That's what I said to him. I said that maybe some Mick ribs would help cheer you up. Exactly. Exactly. Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
It's another week.
Yes.
It's another week in the bag. Right?
You betcha.
How do you feel about, we're going to see Joe Coy in a few weeks.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Is it time to launch Operation Let's Meet Joe?
No.
You know, I think,
no.
I think it might be. I already have like a little picture made up.
Nope.
I think we'll start putting it out there.
Sure.
See if we can, right? That a girl,
he won't,
right?
But sure.
Well, he might. How do you know he might? He might.
True. Very true. Right? Very true.
You never
true.
Know, right?
Right.
Right? Dreams do come true.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
We finally wore Jan Arden down.
True.
Right? She came on.
There
the
was
show.
A pandemic. So
there was, right? There was a pandemic, but that's fine. That's fine. Right. I'm just going to say, right? We're going to maybe just try for, see if we can get a little Joe Coy hype going.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I need your support here. I need to feel your buy in.
I got it. It's there. It's happening.
Good, good, good. Because you love
it's
him
happening.
Too. You love him too.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Anything else, Samantha?
No, I'm good. And again, John's like, oh my God, these two can't wrap it up.
Can't wrap it
he
up.
He hates how we end things, just so you know.
I know, I know. But there's probably lots of things that he hates, and that's okay. Whatever.
What
Anyways,
else?
Friends of the podcast, have yourself a great week. Samantha,
yes.
Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.
And now, Lexus presents A Short Holiday Tale. Little Jack stood on his doorstep staring in disbelief. The toy car he planted in the snow the night before had somehow turned into a full-size Lexus RX, topped with a giant red bow. As he approached the vehicle, Jack wondered, was this the work of a crafty adult or someone else? Enjoy the magic of the season at the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Now through January 2nd, click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.